The term affluenza, though often used in jest, may contain more truth than many of us would like to think. Whether affluenza is real or imagined, money really does change everything, as the song goes, and those of high social class do tend to see themselves much differently than others. Wealth, and the pursuit of it, has been linked with immoral behavior, and not just in movies like The Wolf of Wall Street. Psychologists who study the impact of wealth and inequality on human behavior have found that money can powerfully influence our thoughts and actions in ways that we're often not aware of, no matter our economic circumstances. Although wealth is certainly subjective, most of the current research measures wealth on scales of income, job status, or socioeconomic circumstances like educational attainment and intergenerational wealth. Here are 7 things you should know about the psychology of money and wealth. More money, less empathy? Several studies have shown that wealth may be at odds with empathy and compassion. Research published in the journal Psychological Science found that people of lower economic status were better at reading others' facial expressions, an important marker of empathy, than wealthier people. While a lack of resources fosters greater emotional intelligence, having more resources can cause bad behavior in its own right. UC Berkeley research found that even fake money could make people behave with less regard for others. Researchers observed that when two students played Monopoly, one having been given a great deal more Monopoly money than the other, the wealthier player expressed initial discomfort, but then went on to act aggressively, taking up more space and moving his pieces more loudly and even taunting the player with less money. Wealth can cloud moral judgment. A UC Berkeley study found that in San Francisco, where the law requires that cars stop at crosswalks for pedestrians to pass, drivers of luxury cars were 4 times less likely than those in less expensive vehicles to stop and allow pedestrians the right of way. They were also more likely to cut off other drivers.